think there's a great story, you know, all over UIC. So I think we could have a comprehensive presentation on all of the increased research activity. That would be terrific. Larry?
I think it'd be remiss to just think the significance of these hires is just going to be on the Chicago campus. I think the growing biomedical research perspective and presence in Urbana is significant, and the types of individuals that are being identified and recruited there will be really well served by the new individuals that are coming to Chicago. So the fallout from this could be very significant. Trustee McMillan.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions for Tim or the committee? Right. Okay, Karen, maybe we turn it over to you.
Fine, thank you very much. no problem, Tim, we're very flexible.
Thank you.
So we made up for it, so no problem. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday afternoon. One of the most important things to face our committee for a long time was the wonderful introduction of our new Vice President for Academic Affairs, who's with us today, Dr. Pierre. We welcome you, appreciated your comments at our meeting yesterday. Dr. Pierre has some goals and objectives for us, for our committee, and we certainly look forward to honoring those and to working with him. So yesterday afternoon, I was joined by Trustees Quartz, Oliver, and our three students, Trustee Thomas, Ehrenberg, and Tienken. And after some brief remarks by Dr. Pierre, we went over eight items that we'll be voting on later this afternoon. They're pretty straightforward. I'll list them, and then we can ask any questions that we have. First of all, we discuss an honorary degree for Raymond Ozzie from Urbana that will be awarded at commencement in May. A master's program of science in cell and developmental biology for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Urbana. Reorganizing the Asian American Studies program for the College of Arts and Sciences in Urbana. Rename the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Geography at the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. Rename the Agricultural Leadership and Science Education Program for the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Studies in Urbana. Rename the Department of Geography for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. A revocation of a Doctor of Philosophy degree in Chicago, and finally, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff that were all outlined in our notebooks that Michelle assisted us in discussing. Any questions on any of those items? Okay, the next part of our meeting, we had two presentations. One, thanks to Trustee Estrada, I think each of our campuses are going to talk about how we increase diversity among our student population. And we had a very interesting panel headed by Dr. Tim Barnett, who's the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs here at UIS. He was assisted by Lori Giordano, who's the Interim Director of Admissions here, Dr. Clarice Ford, the Associate Dean of Student Services, and Tammy Craig, who's the Director of the Career Development Center. And they went over how we attempt here at UIS to increase our number of diverse students. And our last presentation was by one of our famous professors here at UIS, Dr. Schroeder, about our online learning. And as usual, he gave us an excellent presentation on the leadership that we have here at UIS on online learning. As you know, he gives many presentations actually all around the world on what we do here. And one of the things I think that was interesting that he commented on is that his future, looking at online learning in the future, will probably not have the same kind of presentations that we're used to, but they will be available in different formats for us whenever we want to view them. In addition, maybe to having a presentation here at our meeting. And so I would like to give you the website that he gave us so that we could all look at his presentation yesterday, and that is www.tinyurl.com/UIBOT. So we have lots of time whenever we can be available to look up this presentation without having to actually be in this room at this minute and absorb all of it. So we here at UIS and at the University of Illinois are very proud of Dr. Schroeder and all he does for us. So, and our next meeting will be on Wednesday, January 18th. The time may change. It's now scheduled for 9:30, but
we'll that's why we pushed our meeting up to 8 o'clock from 8:30.
Okay,
I think we'll finish on time.
Okay, so we will.
Or I'll suffer your wrath.
So it will be at ours. Will be at 9:30. So thank you. Are there any questions?
I have a question and comments. I heard through the grapevine, I missed that presentation of Dr. Schroeder, but I understand that the graduation rate for students who are doing online education is very close to that of those of us who come every day in day school. And I thought that that was an interesting statistic because it sort of gives you an idea that it can be effective education, and two, that it might increase access to students who otherwise wouldn't be able to get an education. And I just want to keep on our minds that that's an idea that we ought to think about expanding and endorsing, as difficult a road as we've had in dealing with it here so far.
Right. And I'm sure that he would tell you that, in fact, it has been proven to be, just as you stated, and it has been proven that it does assist in our access to students who may not be able to be on campus. And one of the interesting things from our meeting yesterday, I asked our student trustees about their experience with online learning, and all three of them have had at least one class. The blended online learning is very, very popular. So many students take an online course in addition to their regular courses. So, as usual, we can use our students' expertise to tell us what's going on around here, and that was very helpful.
Trustee Hazara, may I interrupt, make a remark?
Certainly.
Two remarks, really. This is one of the great keys, I think, to helping our students get through in 4 years. And as I like to tell parents, it's really the fifth and the sixth year of college that drives you towards bankruptcy. But the other thing, I just recently asked the chancellors, three chancellors, along with our vice president for academic affairs, to convene as a working group and gather the necessary experts to think about, now that maybe the dust has settled in the old controversy, that we can actually think about the question that Trustee Montgomery just raised. So hopefully in the months ahead we'll be reporting back that we are going to be able to take some new initiatives here going forward.
Excellent. You know, at the committee meeting, I thought Chancellor Wise made a couple really good points about the blended courses. Studies show that long-term retention is maximized by that approach as opposed to just strictly